You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the gym class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Hot and humid out there. Feel bad for the Tracksters as state qualifying meets taking place around the state of Iowa. A couple of them have been actually postponed until tomorrow, but I think most of them, the vast percentage of them, will go off today. And best of luck to all of the athletes around the area and around town. As they try to get to Drake Stadium in Des Moines for the co-ed state track and field meet. That'll take place next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over in Des Moines. Great to have you aboard on the gym class here on KGYM for this Thursday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, having a great day today. Thank you, Ben. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Adam Rittenberg, senior writer for college football for ESPN.com, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Pegged him to come on to wrap up the spring football campaigns around the Big Ten, Big 12, around the country. But we've got, of course, NIL to talk about. We got the transfer portal to talk about. We got other things to talk about today. Got comments from Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta to talk about today as well. But Mark, good afternoon, first of all. Happy schedule day today, as I guess night. As tonight at 7 o'clock, the 2022 schedule will be introduced to football fans around the world, although leaks have occurred. Not NFL schedule leaks. Don't go to that one, apparently. I'm about ready to undo Twitter and everything else because the sole purpose, anyway, is to try to dupe you. But anyway... At any rate, we're going to find out in reality who is going to play whom tonight. Although, in all actuality, there are about three or four teams that have had their complete schedules already out there. One of them being your Chicago Bears. You know every game right now.
I do.
Yeah. Happy or not. I mean, you knew who you were going to play. Just a matter of when you're going to play them, what time, what day. What network, what streaming platform, whatever.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone. And yeah, there's more leaks with the schedules than there is at the Supreme Court, I think. But excuse me.
They are. Or anywhere else for that.
Congrats
matter.
To Ben on his promotion.
Yeah.
I'm sure you might hear about that later on, but well-deserved, valuable member of the team. Perhaps you've talked to him on the phone as you've entered contests and or made comments on the program. You can still do that. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, he's our full-time producer. Full-time producer. He's very happy about that, too. Talked with him and congratulated him on that earlier on. And done a great job for all of our programs here on KGYM. By the way, we are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. This here program during the 3 o'clock hour. DePaco.com is their website, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at the website at DePaco.com. And yeah, we'll find out about the schedules tonight. I know the Chiefs have already put out the game week 4, I believe. They go to Tampa to take on Tom Brady. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. I know that one. No, week 2 is at home against the LA Chargers. They'll be on the road in week 1. So, yeah, we'll know all that. You can tune in. I usually watch for about 5-10 minutes, see the schedules come down, and that's all I need. Then I move on.
Well, yeah, I did see the Bears' schedule, and my opinion is that no schedule in the NFL is easy. Some are more advantageous than others. The Bears playing, I think, the 25th most difficult schedule, therefore one of the so-called easiest. Do you know who has the easiest set of opponents?
Oh, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Which is has happened on more than one occasion. Well, NFC East is not good.
No.
It's not good. So that kind of helps out right there when you play the Giants and the Commanders. They are the Commanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Washington Commanders, thank you. Philadelphia has not been, I mean, they won it last year, but still not a great team over the last handful of years, since their Super Bowl victory, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, and I believe the Commanders are second, have the second easiest schedule, if I heard that correctly. So there you go. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Talk to Adam Rittenberg coming up in about 20 minutes. Part of the conversation we will have, I'm sure, will deal with comments made today by Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta, or at least that were that came out today. I believe they were during the podcast with Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Hawkeyes, friend of the show's out there. And Gary getting a lot of grief from folks in Eastern Iowa and around the country, national, regional, local, what have you, basically saying that the NCAA needs to curtail the transfer and play the next year. That the NCAA should go back to you have to sit out 1 year for a transfer. He believes that will take care of the situation that has developed as far as the 6- and 7-figure contracts associated with name, image, and likeness. Like I said, not being well received around the country. I'll say this. I think Gary is not... I give Gary credit for coming out and saying something. I don't think this is the way to do it. I can see where he's trying to get to from point A to point, Z, but I don't. It's not going to happen. I mean, the horse is out of the barn enough. Litigation will come into play. It's not going to happen anymore. You're going to get one free transfer, and for the most part, you get as many transfers as you like because you can come up with any sort of reason to go from school A to school B. I mean, that's just the way it is in 2022. Does that influence NIL indirectly? Yeah, probably it does in some cases, not in every case. Like I said, I give him credit for saying something because most people have not said anything, but it's not going to happen, and it's probably not the right, certainly the right equation for this.
No, I don't think so either. And while something has to be done about the 5%, this is a 5% idea. Addressing the 5% that are making $800,000 in a new car on a deal, the Miami basketball player. For example,
Pitt football player, Addison.
I see nothing wrong with athletes making money off an autograph session or a camp, what have you. Barta told Gary Dolphin, NIL is a good thing. And actually, that part of it is going well on our campus. But what has happened is it is now being used for recruiting inducements. That was never intended. It still is against the rules, but it's blatantly being abused. Barta discussed this idea with fellow NCAA athletic directors and power brokers last week in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm sure we can address that topic with Adam Rittenberg as he joins us in just a little while. I don't see this going anywhere.
No, I don't either. And I think we all are in agreement something needs to be done. Is it going to be the NCAA that gets something done? Who knows? Is it going to be a new entity that is put together that is going to be in charge of football, maybe football and basketball, maybe just football, maybe there's a separate one for basketball as far as the quote-unquote power conferences is concerned? I think that is going to be a big-time possibility coming up in the next handful of years. But boy, I do not envy the person or people that are going to be at the head of that, because there are going to be some very hard decisions made that people are not going to like. People that say that athletes should get seven figures for going to play here. That is nothing more than just playing for pay. That's all it is. NIL has been terrific, like you said, for 95% of the athletes out there. And I think Iowa and Iowa State are among those 95% that are, quote unquote, doing it. I hate saying doing it the right way, because there is no right way. There's
as it was intended, maybe.
As it was intended. But, you know, they're not the schools with the deep pockets. They're not the schools with the big boosters out there that, sight unseen, are just handing over, you know, well, you can come and, you know, sell cars on this thing or this platform for $800,000 or whatever the case may be. It's going to be seven figures soon if this is not curtailed. Interestingly enough, very interesting article with John Steppe in the Gazette today, talking with Lisa Bluter about NIL. Lisa Bluter has come around, unquote, as far as NIL is concerned. And as far as, but they're talking, even in Caitlin Clark's situation, Caitlin Clark with a deal with Hy-Vee and a deal, I believe, with H&R Block. You know, those aren't six-figure contracts. Tyler Linderbaum doing what he's doing. Jordan Bohannon doing what he did. Other athletes. Torrey Taylor doing what he did as far as T-shirts are concerned. They're not making $800,000 on this situation.
Right.
And then that article discussed, I think, small potatoes. It did not deal with six-figure and seven-figure contracts that are coming down the line.
I am for a one-time transfer in college sports where you do not have to sit out. And then once you transfer, say there's a coaching change at that second school or extenuating circumstances, abuse, what have you, maybe then you petition to transfer again. But I join you, Scott. This idea of an athlete, particularly a basketball player, playing at three or four different schools in his career is folly.
And just getting a rubber stamp to go from point A to point B.
Right.
If a coach leaves, I say, yeah, you get another one as well. I mean, that is the reasoning behind some transfers. There are a lot of reasons out there. Jack Nungy, great example. That is a specific reason, and that is absolutely a reason that he should not have to sit out. Something like that. You know, abuses, things like that, no problem. But there are so many now that are being rubber stamped that are just, okay, go play. I think perhaps that is what Gary was talking about. Now, did he go about it the right way? No. And it's just not going to change because, as I said, the horse is out of the barn. Litigation will come. Matt in Fairfax on the text line saying, is it possible for an NIL salary cap? Maybe that would help. It's too late, I think, for that, isn't it? I mean, good luck trying to get that money back from someone. I mean, they've got a lot of money to go lawyer up and keep, you know, after expenses and whatnot. Keep all that money, and I don't know how you were going to curtail that. That's why I say I wish the best of luck for whomever takes over for Mark Emmert, or is at the head of a brand new entity that we don't even know of that's going to take care of power conferences in football and basketball. I don't know who's
going to make the decision.
And I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it because there's going to be outrage. There's going to be outrage all over the place.
David and Hudson on the text line, one free transfer, and the second one, they have to sit out a year no matter what.
Unless it's extenuating circumstances. And you got to show your work. Like a coach leaving, fine. Coach leaves, you get another transfer if you want. Coach leaves, you get to leave. Now, I know it's going to curtail a lot of programs in that sense.
What if you go to a third program and that coach leaves?
I guess you get another one. Another one then. 319-366-1600 at 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the gym class on a Thursday here on KGYM. We'll talk to Adam about this. It's not going away. This is not even getting any clearer. Seems like every week this thing just muddies up and muddies up and muddies up. And where it's going to end up, like I said, I don't know. I really, really don't know.
I don't think it's a good idea that Barta's put forth. And I'm not about to beat up on him because at least he's advanced an idea. Albeit not a good one. In my mind, it targeted to that 95%. What about that 95% who's never made much more than a dime off T-shirt sales, commercials, signing appearances? What's wrong with that? I think that's the way it was intended.
But there was never any written legislation,
right,
as far as stopping it at that point. And you know, you can't blame somebody for, you know, what school X for reaching out to a booster who has the company, who has the money to go out there and say, oh, here's $750,000. Once you get on campus, all you need to do is come to an autograph session at my company or my site and, you know, give this and away we go for 1 year to come play for School X.
Jordan Bohannon for NIL commissioner.
I think
get a committee together, Jordan.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Thanks, Ralph, for listening as you're playing golf over at Gardner. Stay in the shade. And drink a lot of liquids. Probably not beer today.
A lot of golfers have music on.
They do, which I don't mind. I don't do it, but as long as you can't hear it from two fairways away, I'm okay with that.
Thanks, Ralph, for listening while you're playing golf. Hope it leads to birdies.
Not probably as many as Mr. Munoz got today. We'll get to that on the scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway in just a little bit. Let's go to Jeff from Cedar Rapids, who wants to chime in about our subject here on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Jeff, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. I'd like to make a point about the NBA. I watch a lot of the games, and it kind of frustrates me. Like, I saw Boston do it. I've seen Memphis do it. When a team gets a lead of, like, 5 or 6 points, then immediately they go down to the stall tactic where they play iso ball. They dribble around and everybody stands in a spot. And then they count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they throw up a hope shot usually and miss it. And to me, that rarely works. Why don't they just go to their normal offense, pass the ball around, and look for the first available shot? What's your opinion on that?
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it out there. That thing got away from Golden State last night in a big, big way. We know that, and it's kind of like baseball when you get to a point where, you know, the score you think is out of hand anyway, and things look a lot easier, in my opinion anyway.
I wouldn't refer to Golden State, more of the Boston game.
I wanted to throw out the Golden State example.
Oh, I see, okay.
Right. But I think it just looks a little bit easier when the score gets out of hand because I don't think he had the intensity at that point. But, hey, appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks.
Yeah.
319-366-1600 here on the gym class program. 0835, too late for changes because everyone has to have the same rules and it's too late for changes. If they were worried about this, it should have been put in place when NIL was passed. Yes.
3349, have athletes getting degrees forgotten? I don't think so. Michael Loss of the Gazette wrote a tremendous column a couple of days ago about the Iowa wrestling team. And what the grade point average is terrific. And I don't think it's been forgotten. It's kind of been shoved into the background.
True. Yeah. I would agree with that. And like I said, I don't have the answer. I don't think anybody has the perfect answer. I mean, Gary Barta, I guess to his credit, came up with something he had in the back of his mind. That didn't work. It's not going to work. Like I said, I wish the best.
And it may not just be Barta's idea. He was in Arizona talking with his colleagues, and you know, maybe he's just the one to voice it. And there was a variety of different people who liked the idea. I don't know.
And he was the one that actually had the guts to come out and say it.
He's on the sword.
Unfortunately, I think that is the case out there. Coming up on 326 here in the gym class on KGYM, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in. And I think that also we're to the point that it's NIL has almost gotten a little bit tiresome to talk about because it is the same thing. It just keeps muddying up every single week. And I don't think anyone has the real answer yet. The answer is still blowing in the wind out there somewhere. So I think that makes it even more frustrating out there for a lot of people. And yeah, we'll see. The last part of my equation has not come up yet, but I'm waiting for the first Olympic sport person to bring about litigation. I don't know what they're going to bring about.
This will grow many tentacles, I guarantee you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's. Great place to go cool off at 4 o'clock if you'd like to stop on in for some great food. Also, they've got, of course, a terrific bar where you can wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar and bring the whole family in for friendly service in their dining area. Emil'sHideaway.com is the website. Check them out starting at 4 today.
And a brand new patio out there at Emil's, finally getting weather.
Patio weather.
To take advantage of.
It's patio weather, ladies and gentlemen.
Major League Baseball, four finals in the books. The Mets have defeated Washington 4-1. Houston has taken care of Minnesota in the resumption of last night's game that was washed out. 11-3 Houston. Oakland has defeated Detroit 5-3. And Baltimore has shaded St. Louis 3-2. The regularly scheduled game in Minneapolis is just underway. Houston and Minnesota, the Twins trying to salvage a game in that series. The Astros are who we thought they were.
Why did they even start that game last night?
Because weather forecasts and radar sometimes changes. I don't know.
That thing was a nasty-looking radar.
Yes, it was.
It's like,
and it ended up being a nasty storm.
It was, okay, you're going to start the game, huh?
One other note, in American Rivers Conference, baseball play today got underway at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Co defeated Luther 3-0 in the first round. The Cohawks will face number one-seeded Buena Vista at 5 p.m. Actually, that Co-Luther game was at Daniels Park. The rest of the tournament will be at Vets Stadium.
Yeah, good job by the Cohawks today. We mentioned a brilliant score, almost some history today on the PGA Tour. Sebastian Munoz Flirted with 59 today.
He did.
12 under par 60, and that is on a par 72 course. Usually, Mark, the 59s come on a par 70 course, sometimes par 71, but you rarely see it on a par 72. Had a couple of eagles today. Made a birdie on his 18th hole from way out in left field on a par 5, the 18th hole over there. And like I said, had a chance. He had a chance for that 59, but came up one stroke short as far as that is concerned. But he has a four-shot lead. Everybody going low at the ATT Byron Nelson with a pretty good field this week.
Pretty good field. It does not include Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids.
Yeah. Couple more texts before we get to a break and get ready to bring in our friend Adam Rittenberg, 0-69-29, says, I don't think punishing players that want a different opportunity at a different school by making them sit out of there 4 or 5 years in college is the way to go. I don't think it's punishing the players. I mean, you get one free transfer. You get it.
Barta's idea, though, is to repeal the rule that came into being.
To get rid of that rule.
And
which is not going to happen.
They'd have to sit out.
You know. Right. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I would agree. That would be going back to something that was probably not a good situation to begin with. And no, I think it would be punishing them a little bit. Completely agree with you, Mark, says Cyclone Tim. Kids jumping from one school to another for reasons that are less reasonable has to stop. It's not good for coaches. It's not good for high school kids that have to wait while coaches look for players in the portal first. That thing's been happening in high school for a long, long time.
Isaiah Brocking did okay for you, Tim.
Mm. True, true, true. 3:31, we're going to take a break. Adam Rittenberg joins us on the other side from ESPN.com, and we'll actually talk on-the-field football a little. How about that? How refreshing is that, Mark? A little spring football before we talk about everything going on with the portal and name, image, and likeness and whatnot. We'll come back, talk to Adam after this here on KGYM.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only, new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. Bets off.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The one overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. With visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/greenie for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/greenie.
At CDW, we get the path of progress is complicated, but CDW Amplified Services experts can collaborate with you, develop roadmaps, handle deployment, and manage your environment so you can achieve your goals faster than you thought possible. From implementing advanced cybersecurity techniques to optimizing your multi-cloud environment, we'll help you design, orchestrate, and manage the solutions your organization needs so we reach the finish line together. But you get all the glory. CDW Amplified Services. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/services.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:34. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. 319-366-1600. A lot of very, very good texts today as far as talking about what Gary Barta had to say earlier on today, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to continue that, but also we're actually going to have something refreshing here. As refreshing as it can be on a 93-degree sultry May day. We're actually going to maybe talk a little on-the-field football as well. Adam Rittenberg, senior writer, college football for ESPN.com, joins us on this Thursday. And that would be refreshing to actually talk about some players and, you know, football, right?
Yeah, it would. I you know, it'd be kind of the first for me in a while. I've been on a lot of shows this week and hosted a show and did a podcast yesterday, and I think we got through about 80% of the podcast before anything as far as on the field goes. So yeah, fire away. If you got on the field questions, I'm here for them.
We're gonna wait for those for a minute, Adam. I'm gonna give you the floor and have you comment and give your reaction to Gary Barta's idea that he has advanced.
Yeah, I mean, again, I understand the sentiment behind it, and I understand the concern that Gary and a lot of people have around college athletics, but you know, we're not going back as far as the transfer deal to a system where players have to sit out a year. I just don't see that as a viable option. You know, I think with the – I mean, everyone forgets the number of waivers and waivers that were approved and how that became a thing for about a year. Especially at the quarterback position with high-profile players. I think at this point, you know, those who have been around college athletics, including, you know, people like Gary, have to adjust to this is the reality. I thought that Mike Bray, the Notre Dame coach, said it really well, the basketball coach yesterday. It's time to stop complaining because you're not going to get a lot of sympathy. It's about solutions. And while this is a solution, it's not. I don't think it's a viable solution. You know, given where we're at right now. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I just don't see us putting the toothpaste back essentially on the transfer situation and go back to the way it was before.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And like I said, I don't belittle Gary for coming out and saying something. I don't think what he had to say is going to be the solution, though. And it's not going to be the solution, as a matter of fact. Okay, so... taking what Mike Bray said and trying to find a solution for the problem that is facing college football, college basketball, college athletics right now. You know, we were talking about the fact, I don't think that anyone has a problem with NIL as far as, you know, coming through, going autograph sessions, camps, T-shirts, things like that, whatnot. Even a little bit more than that, signing things with companies, regional companies, national companies. When it started to get six-figure and seven-figure for athletes basically before they even stepped foot on campus, I think that was when the red flag went up. I guess the $64,000 question, where does this go from here, and does it need to be stopped, or in the words of Mike Bray, do we just live with it?
Well, I think there's a you know, there's certainly an argument that you can let the market sort itself out. And as you guys know, a lot, you know, with recruiting, you know, nothing is guaranteed, and a lot of players who appear to be great prospects don't turn out that way. And so, you could sit back and say, okay, keep paying that high school player $8 million and see how many of them actually turn out to be program saviors. I think you know, some of those folks are going to be disappointed in their investment in the future. But you know, there's sort of the, you know, the kind of free market, let it play out, see what happens argument, but I also understand the concern that this has become, you know, very different than the original intent of NIL. I really think the problem here, though, guys, is the inability to kind of read the room years ago. And These things that everyone says they're fine with now, whether it's commissioners or coaches or athletic directors, they should have been fine with a long time ago. And I do wonder if that was a different attitude and kind of seeing where this was headed. Maybe we wouldn't have a situation. Maybe we would have gotten to this point anyway. But I do wonder if there had been a different approach, you know, back in 2010 or somewhere like that. Would we be sitting here with so much movement and inducements? And, you know, and again, the pay for play thing has been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We're out in the open now. I just don't know how you enforce it. Now, I was with Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkoff last week who told us, that if the NCAA wasn't strong in enforcing what isn't the intent of NIL, that he was going to try to step in with his own league and essentially tell the coaches, hey, we're going to hammer you guys or we're going to hammer the schools with penalties if we find out that you're engaged in this. Now, how do you find out? How do you prove it? That part is much, much trickier. We know it's happening. But the proving it part has always been difficult. It's extremely difficult for the NCAA. We've seen that. Maybe it will be less difficult for an individual league or a motivated commissioner. But I certainly have my doubts.
Adam, also blowing in the wind is the idea, maybe more than an idea, of getting rid of divisions in college football in particular. What does it all mean? Why would it go that direction in 2023, I got to believe the Big Ten East is licking its chops.
Well, I think it needs to go that direction. I've been anti-divisions for a long time, Mark, because I think while it does afford some teams like Iowa, like Wisconsin, like Northwestern, an opportunity to get to the Big Ten championship game, you have too many games that are played every year just because they're division games that don't really need to be played. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of at the expense of other games that I would much rather see. And keep in mind, guys, you know, the Big Ten is on the cusp of this, you know, this incredible historic mega media rights agreement. And you're trying to find inventory. You're trying to sell your great product to media partners. When you can get rid of divisions and you can be much more aggressive in, like, let's just take the Iowa-Penn State series, which has been, I think we'd all agree, the three of us, a great series. If you can guarantee that series is going to take place a lot more, or Iowa-Michigan, another great game. Does Iowa and Purdue really need to play each other every year? Do Iowa and Illinois really need to play each other every year? Probably not. I could give you examples on both divisions. And the other thing is, and probably the biggest thing, is that you can sell to Fox, who presumably will keep the Big Ten championship game, that every one of those is a guaranteed playoff play-in game, especially when the playoff expands, which it will, I think, in 2026. And so right now you can't say that. If Iowa had won it last year, they wouldn't have been in the playoff. And in the future, if you have a 1-2 and a 12-team playoff, you're guaranteeing that game is hey, the winner goes to the college football playoff, and that's very, very enticing to your television partners.
Adam Rittberg joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Give him a follow on Twitter. Speaking of the Big Ten, you talked about the media deal that is going to probably be announced sometime within the next couple of weeks anyway. Do you see a favorite or how this is all going to play out as far as the Big Ten? And Jim Delaney, great job by him one more time. He's not even in the office anymore as he was the first. Yeah, he had the Big Ten be the first one to renegotiate. Good on Jim Delaney, right?
It is, it is. And I think you're going to see, at least years-wise, a similarly structured deal from Kevin Warren. And really, I think the day of the long, long-term one-partner media agreement is over. Unfortunately, the ACC is paying the price, and my company is reaping the rewards of that deal. But you're not going to see that from the Big Ten. You know, Kevin spoke to him last week in Arizona. I think he's optimistic that they can have the basic parameters of the agreement in place by the Big Ten board meeting, which is the first weekend of June. All the presidents and chancellors will be meeting then for their annual get together. And I he didn't tell me exactly who they're going to partner with, but I would sense it's going to be a diverse group. It's not just going to be one or two partners. It could be, four partners. And you have so many different options. You know, CBS is looking for college football. because it's losing the SEC to ESPN. You have your NBC that might want to be a bigger factor in college football aside from just its package with Notre Dame. You have Amazon and Apple, which we know have more money than anybody. How much do they want to enter the college football mix, and what are they satisfied with? Do they just want to, you know, kind of do a trial run of some, you know, lower level Big Ten games and see how it goes, and then go all in the next time around? And obviously, it's just important, as Kevin said, to be mindful of how people consume content these days, especially people of different age and demographic. And so I think it's going to be a very successful deal. It's going to be interesting to see how exactly it shakes out and which partners are in and which are not going to be part of the agreement going forward.
In that vein, are we going to see more and more games on streaming services?
Absolutely. You know, I watch a decent amount of live sports on a tablet or on a phone. You know, there's obviously pros and cons to that experience, but I think we're going to see more and more of it. You know, you've obviously seen Amazon get involved with the NFL, and Apple has, I believe it's Apple that has the Friday Night Baseball games. And so I think, you know, as more younger people kind of get into that core demographic who have grown up watching sports this way, you know, it's going to continue to be an appealing option. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, all of those folks that are bidding on the Big Ten rights have money, but Amazon and Apple have a little bit more than everybody else. And so it's really how much they want to go in and how appealing the Big Ten sees them this around. But kind of to your earlier point, Scott, because these deals are no longer, you know, 10, 12, 20 years, you know, there's going to be another opportunity in maybe 6 years' time when the content landscape will undoubtedly have changed.
Let's talk some football. How about that? Refreshing. Weather was lousy. We know that. Looking at Iowa first, as far as the Big Ten is concerned, Adam, a lot of injuries. We did not see a lot of wide receivers, especially some defensive starters from what should be a terrific defense for Phil Parker coming into 2022 for the Hawkeyes. But the questions still abound at the quarterback spot, and now with Brian Ferentz taking over as the quarterback's coach, in addition to his offensive coordinator job that he has had the last handful of years anyway. Your thoughts about all that and what you foresee going into fall camp in Iowa City?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting camp, right? Because you didn't have a definitive resolution at quarterback. I think we'd, you know, probably agree that Spencer Petras has the edge given his time as a starter, although you know, it's right there for somebody else to go and get, because he has not performed at a level, I think, anywhere near where Iowa can feel totally comfortable that, you know, he can lead them to a Big Ten championship in 2022. So it does sort of continue. I mean, they will be very good on defense. They should be better at the offensive line. They should be able to run the ball. But if they can't get you know, significantly better at quarterback, I think there's a ceiling on this team. And you know, the West is going to be very interesting, as it normally is. You know, Wisconsin, you know, they're now in a drought, at least according to their standards, in terms of not making the Big Ten championship game. I think Purdue's got a very strong offense returning with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. You know, Minnesota is a team that they feel like they're on the cusp of challenging for a division. You know, who knows what to make of Northwestern given how up and down they've been. So there's a great opportunity for Iowa, but I just have my doubts about them at quarterback because of what we've seen. And honestly, you know, there's something for Brian to prove. You know, I think there's a lot of doubts in your state and in your area about whether he can get it done. And we'll find out if in fact he can, or if this is again a decision that you know, could have gone a different direction, that you know, kind of was more of a familiar move for Kirk Ferentz, and one that ultimately might hurt the Hawkeyes.
Adam, you're way too early. Surprise team in Big Ten football this fall.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not on the Nebraska you know, train at all. I don't know if Purdue would be that team potentially in the West. I think Maryland is really interesting, guys. I just have a hard time. You know, are they going to beat Michigan? Are they going to beat Ohio State? Are they going to beat Penn State? But Maryland has a formidable offense. I mean, Maryland's got I think, the second best group of receivers in the Big Ten behind Ohio State. And there's some other really good ones. Michigan's got an excellent collection. But I think that passing game with Talia Tungavailoa is outstanding. And if they can be a little bit better on defense and kind of avoid that implosion game, and you guys know exactly which game I'm talking about against Iowa last year, if they can take that out of their repertoire, I think they're going to be a tough out in the East Division. And there's also some intriguing teams like Michigan State. You know, Michigan State had that breakthrough last year. Can they follow it up, or will they get close to that level? You know, is Minnesota a team that can break through in the West? You know, they've shown to be pretty solid here the last 2 years. So I would probably say Maryland in the East, and then Minnesota or Purdue in the West.
Hmm.
Over in Ames, Iowa State, name tags will be coming out for fall camp, I think, after losing a lot of very key personnel for Matt Campbell. And new quarterback, Hunter Deckers, coming in, got a terrific arm, very good athlete over there. Just a lot of people to plug in for Iowa State. The expectations are not there this year. Coming off of spring, what do you know about the Cyclones going into the fall?
Right. Well, I saw Matt Campbell in Phoenix last week, and he kind of joked that, yeah, everybody kind of writes us off now after you know, the expectations last season and all the familiar names moving on. Now, I look at their defense, and I still see a lot of talent, and I see coordinator and John Haycock, who Notre Dame wanted to hire, who ended up staying with Iowa State, who's done a terrific job with the Cyclones. I think they're going to be very good defensively, and I think this is the ultimate test, right, of a developmental program. Can you lose a number of big names and replace them with guys like Deckers and some of the personnel that they have coming back and running back and receiver and offensive line? And so Tom Manning's a heck of an offensive line coach. I think they're going to be okay up front. But that league, guys, is so competitive. You look at certainly Oklahoma State and Baylor and what they did last year. I think Oklahoma is going to be really good. With Brent Venables coming in, potentially better on the defensive side. I know Texas feels like their offense, and now they have to work out who their quarterback is, but their offense could be explosive this year. And so there just aren't very many easy games for the Cyclones. And this is a team that I could see winning 8 or 9 or maybe winning only 4 or 5, but it'll be an interesting test of where this program truly is after what I think we'd all agree is a disappointing 2021 season. That a team didn't meet expectations, really didn't come close to meeting expectations.
Are you saying Texas is back?
I know better than that, but no, they are confident, at least in their offensive side. Now, defensively, they have a lot of work to do, but I think that quarterback race, I'm doing a piece on that for ESPN.com, next week. And, just trying to figure out, I think there's so much buzz around Quinn Ewers, but he hasn't done anything at the college level. I mean, because people are putting him on the Heisman radar, hasn't done anything yet. Hudson Card won this quarterback race a year ago, beat out Casey Thompson, who, by the way, will be the Nebraska quarterback. And so we'll see if he can do it again or if it's going to be the start of the Quinn Ewers, Steve Sarkisian era there at Texas.
Adam, how long do you think it will take Lincoln Riley to put USC back in the national conversation, or are the Trojans on their way now?
Yeah, I'm just not on board, Mark, with that they're on their way now. I think they're a popular pick to win the Pac-12 in year one, maybe because people either think the Pac-12 isn't very good or most likely have not watched much of the Pac-12. Because if you've really watched, and I was at the Pac-12 championship game last year, Utah's the best team in the conference. They won the league. They nearly beat Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. They returned their quarterback. They returned their running back. Be really good on the offensive line. They're always solid defensively under Kyle Whittingham and Morgan Scalley, and yet most of the predictions have USC because I guess just Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams. People need to study how bad they are on defense. Now, they've added some transfers and should be better on that side of the ball. Alex Grinch, is their new coordinator coming in from Oklahoma. But I think they're at least a year away on defense from challenging nationally. Now, could they win the Pac-12? Absolutely. The league's wide open. They wouldn't be my pick. But I think they're at least a year from actually being a playoff contender.
Hey, Adam, always appreciate the great work you do with ESPN.com. Always appreciate you coming on, and thanks for the information, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Scott and Mark. You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks. Adam Rittberg, read his stuff at ESPN.com, senior college football writer. 3:54, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up here in the gym class after this, KGYM.
Update your doors with 11% off right now at Menards. Pick up a Larson storm door today and start enjoying the fresh air with a Screen Away retractable screen. What are you waiting for? Larson storm doors are 11% off. Get 11% off everything right now at Menards. Good through May 14th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are back at 3:55, last few minutes of the gym class program here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Topic time coming up tomorrow for a Friday. And we'll let you know the topic here in just a couple of moments. Coming up tonight, NBA basketball for you. The playoffs continue. Game 6 between Miami and Philly from Philadelphia. Heat leading that series 3-2. We'll join it just ahead of the tip-off at 6 o'clock tonight. Right here on KGYM. Also tonight, Phoenix with a chance to close out Dallas. They lead that series 3-2. Also tonight in the National Hockey League, 4 pivotal game sixes. Carolina at Boston. Hurricanes leading 3-2. Toronto at Tampa with the Maple Leafs up 3-2. L.A. with a chance to close out Edmonton at home in a bit of an upset. They lead 3-2. And the Blues with a chance to take out the Wild tonight at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. St. Louis leading that series 3-2. My night is set tonight, Mark.
A lot of games on tap, that's for sure.
Yeah. Trying to get those Blues through to the next round.
But poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Do you agree with Gary Barta's comments on NIL? Yes or no? We discussed that earlier, and I kind of suspect Todd and Alex will take that on as well.
I think they will. I think they will, as a matter of fact. And they will have Scott Dockerman on as well from The Athletic. He will join the guys between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock this afternoon right here on KGYM. Tomorrow we're going to do, with Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby, we're going to do all-time upset one-offs of people winning tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. By the way, Rich Strike not going to go for the Triple Crown. He is not going to run in the Preakness.
Hmm.
You surprised by that?
I don't know enough about Rich Strike, and yeah, just right off into the sunset, dude.
Well, he's going to run the Belmont.
Okay.
So he's going to try to win two legs of the Triple Crown. Barry Abrams next week. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.